Welcome to the Aligned Grind podcast. If you're ready to unleash your bigger purpose in this world and ready to do what it takes to make your vision a reality, all while staying true to your soul's unique blueprint, you're in the right spot. I'm Brittany Desidere.
And I'm Lauren Lucero. We are the intuitive financial strategists and founders of Aligned Grind, where we balance the hustle and the flow of soul-driven entrepreneurs.
This podcast is created with you in mind to help you stop surviving and truly begin thriving with your business and life.
We focus on the realities of entrepreneurship, the shift it takes to become truly magnetic, and the connection between the two to fully align your grind.
Let's get started.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Align Grind. All right. So just first and foremost, we're going to kind of keep this episode a little short today, but we really thought it was important to chat with you about how our perceptions and the way that we view things as individuals create our reality. And how sometimes it limits us and doesn't allow us to see the true expansion that's around us. And sometimes, especially in the beginning, it can really shift you in a more negative way instead of in positive ways. So we really wanted to get in there and talk about the mindset around your perceptions, your thoughts, your ideas, and how it creates your reality.
I love it. It's a short yet very powerful episode.
Absolutely.
Because this is a big one. If we're ever feeling any resistance or frustration or trigger, it's often our perception. Our perception is our projection of our reality screen. It's like this video is playing out in front of us. And what I'm seeing, let's just take like a confrontation for example. What I'm seeing may be completely different than what the other person during this confrontation is seeing. Say like you walk into a business and you have an issue with a product and you're talking to the cashier and they're getting defensive, and what you're actually triggered over arguing isn't actually probably the story of what is going on. It's like unplugging and taking a bird's eye view of what is actually transpiring here. She has her opinion. I have my opinion. What's the reality of what's actually happening and who's really to judge that? It just kind of unplugs and tethers you from this needed ego outcome to have, like, to be right or wrong, or to be negative or positive.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think a huge shift for people is starting to realize, like, when you're in those confrontations, like you were saying, Brittany, turning it back into yourself and really doing that quick deep dive of, okay, how am I a part of this confrontation? And what are the roots of why I'm so upset?
Yeah.
What am I holding on to here? Yeah.
And it's not always easy. Like, it's, we talk about this, like, it is super easy, but we go through these situations all the time. I mean, we're always learning, we're always growing, but it's like Lauren said, to review on what's going on the inside. Like, why am I feeling this way? What am I being triggered about? And it's such a different response feeling. Like, yeah, we get mad in the moment and then we get to step away and then we get to analyze, like, okay, I can choose here. What do I perceive the situation as? What could another answer be? What other parts of the story may I be missing? Where am I narrow-minded? Where am I boxing myself in and limiting myself, with words at the beginning, from seeing what else could possibly be the reason for this? And sometimes, like, you get into those situations and it's like a redirect for you to do something different in your life, or a redirect that, or like an epiphany, like, no, maybe this person isn't really my cheerleader, my circle. Maybe this was a life lesson. 99% probability that, you know, that experience was a life lesson. Things don't happen to us by accident. God puts people in our lives and experiences in our lives for us to learn from. We're on this planet as a lesson. We're teaching our souls lessons and learning how to move through them and to gain experiences, not to resist all of those experiences by staying in our little limited thinking box.
Right, right. And I love that you said choose here. So I want to go back to that word, because I feel if we want to bring it to an interpersonal type thing, as most of us know, when we get very negative or we get very frustrated at something, we can allow that to snowball and our perception of everything around us. We're currently mad about, we had a bill come in that we didn't expect to come in, but then you burnt breakfast and then you got into a fight with your spouse and everything starts snowballing and everything around us seems negative and feels negative and looks negative. This is another part of your perception is when you're in those loops of seeing, okay, this is what I'm feeling and this is how I'm perceiving what's going around me. Everything's very negative. Everything's very frustrating, but I'm going to choose different. I'm going to choose different. And I feel like that's the first step that especially really helped me in the beginning of, okay, this is how I normally react. This is how I normally view it. I'm going to choose to see it differently. I'm going to choose to see the positives of it. I'm going to choose exactly what you were just saying too, Brittany, seeing what lesson is here that God's giving me. Where can I shift? What can I do different this time so that I do start shifting my perspective and allow myself to get out of this mindset that was not serving me? Yep. Like it's that little bit of, okay, I see it. I recognize that I have a pattern here. I'm going to choose differently this time.
I love that you recognize the pattern and you're recognizing that you have a choice. You're taking your power back like, okay, this does not have to be this way. And no. You can choose to feel that way. When you give yourself that power back and understand like, okay, this is a choice. Or like, I have been feeling horrible today. I have chose this. How did I do this? What am I doing? What actions am I taking? What thoughts am I allowing to happen for me to have this experience? Mm-hmm. This didn't happen by accident. I didn't just burn breakfast by mistake, even though, you know, sometimes I am kind of forgetful and squirrel, but so what?
But like, what was the lesson there? What, why?
Yeah. Yeah. Pay attention, Bert. Pay attention. Burn your damn house down. But we can have that energy shift. We don't have to lock into like, oh, today is so horrible. I'm having a bad day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What you speak is what you seek. So if you want to have a bad day, God will give you one.
Yeah.
God will show you exactly what you're asking him for. Mm-hmm. If you have that narrative playing out in your head over and over and how what you don't deserve and what everyone else is so lucky, he'll show you it.
Yep. Yeah.
He'll show you your weak points and what you don't deserve and how lucky everyone else is around you and everyone but you. If you want to play that victim, if you don't want to accept the love and the abundance, then that's exactly what you will perceive and what you'll receive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's simple yet effective. It can be frustrating when you're in it, but allowing yourself those moments to unplug, take a bird's eye view, just kind of step back for a second. And it can be a couple minutes. Like if you just need to take a break, like to break a pattern, like Lauren said, just do something different than what you would usually do. And by recognizing like, hey, okay, in this situation, this is how I would typically respond. Mm-hmm. Is that going to serve me is that going to serve me now? Is that going to give me the outcome that I desire, or will it give me the victim outcome, put me back into this pattern and have me looping back out?
Yeah.
So just stepping back for a second, whether it's like, okay, I gotta go use the restroom. Can we just go?
Yeah.
Just remove yourself, get your thoughts, say a prayer, whatever it is you gotta do, but to see what is it that I am doing? What's the part that I'm playing in this movie? Mm-hmm. What am I doing? Why is this lesson here? What can I learn from this? How can I choose differently? How can I choose to see this differently? God, show me a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing I want to add here too is so often, and I'm sure you've heard me say this on other episodes, we get so stuck in, oh, that's what I don't want to happen. That's what I don't want to be happening. When you step away, like Brittany's talking about, take a minute to recognize, okay, that is what I don't want today. So what is it that I do want? And just allow yourself to sit in that, because so often we can just still allow that story to play, but okay, completely switch. So if you need something tangible to do, think of what you do want. Think about what you want the day to end as. It can totally shift in a moment if we give ourselves that second to step away, shift our perspective, and figure out, all right, what do I want then? What happiness do I want to call in today?
And like Lauren always links back is, how do I want to feel? How do I want to feel leaving this conversation that I'm having an issue with or whatever it may be? Mm-hmm. How do I want that other person to feel when they leave as well?
Mm-hmm.
How can I give off that energy? What words can I say? How can this be changed.
And it sounds so simple, you know, but it can be so difficult to want to quit blaming other people or things or circumstances and just truly sit in the now and yourself and go, all right, I'm in control of this. Which direction do I want to go?
Simple yet effective.
Absolutely.
That was really hard for me to understand, was it doesn't have to be complicated. Like when people come to us, they want like this, you know, they're going to decode this deep strategy that's been hit from them all these years, but it's really just simple and owning our own shit.
Yeah.
We have to own our part that we play in this and understand that we're part of it. We are a character in this movie, and what our thoughts are projecting in front of us, what we're asking God, what we're setting our standards on, what we're allowing in our life and what we're receiving, it's what we're going to get. And when we allow ourselves to do that, when we allow ourselves for our box to get a little bit bigger and to call in these larger things, like we're here, just like Lauren said, co-creating with God. He's able to use us in different ways. We're able to touch people's lives in different ways. We're able to create abundance beyond what our little tiny box thought possible. We're able to receive love. We're able to look at all situations with less judgmental lens and a more accepting eye. And it starts with these little, simple, yet effective shifts of just like unplugging. I don't know why. I'm like a really big visual person. So I have to use those words. Like I picture just a plug in the back of my head, just like unplug from that. Like, let's just back up and look at this differently. As frustrating, sometimes it takes me a little bit longer. It may take you really quick. It may take you a couple minutes, whatever it is that you need to do to step away, breathe, collect your thoughts, whether it's alone or whether you're a person that's a projector like myself. Sometimes I need to step alone for a minute and then have a phone call with someone and then get back on track. Someone who's supportive, encouraging, and can help you give an honest, you know, unbiased view of something. It helps in any situation in life that you're kind of fixated on it. You're hitting this resistance and keep seeing like this negative stuff being reflected back to you. Just choose differently and acknowledge your part that you had to play in it and choose again.
I love that. Choose differently, acknowledge your role. I love that. And you can always in any moment shift. Always, always, always. All right, you guys. Well, we are, again, like we said, it's going to be a short one today, but we feel like it was so important to have this conversation. And we're just excited to see the shifts that you guys make. So we will sign off for this week and we will talk to you guys next Tuesday. But as always, reach out to us at alignedgrind.com if you'd like to chat more. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to the Align Grind podcast. Did something resonate for you in today's episode and now you're ready to take the leap? We're here to walk with you hand in hand on your journey to fully align your grind. Follow us on Instagram at align.grind or send us a DM for more information on our high touch coaching programs.
It's time to step out of your own way, take action, and begin living that aligned grind.